Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod.
The test of our love. If anyone does not love the Lord, a curse be on him. Come, O Lord. 1 Corinthians 16:22. Here in the last chapter, Paul poses the final examination question on which all others hinge. Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? No matter how impressive your record of service, how extensive the credentials or expertise you bring to the Lord or offer to his people, you must honestly answer that basic question. If you love the Lord with the same kind of love that a child shows a parent, you will pass life's final exam and all the others in between, as Charles Hodge explains. Walk with Charles Hodge, a theologian who taught some 3,000 ministers throughout the 1800s. If we love Christ, we shall be zealous for his glory. Any neglect or irreverence shown to the Savior will wound our hearts. Any honor rendered to him will give us delight. We will love those who love and honor him, and avoid those who neglect and abuse him. The son who loves his father desires to please him, to do his will, obey his command, observe his counsel always and in all places. So those who love Christ keep his commandments. This is the test of love for Christ, not emotion, not excited feelings, but obedience. What say you? Do you love the Lord Jesus Christ? This question depends on eternity. Here on earth, those who love and those who do not love form distinct classes, though intermingled. Hereafter, they will be separated. Do you desire to love? It is love only if it leads to a constant endeavor to do his will and to associate with his people. Today's New Testament reading is 1 Corinthians chapter 16.
1 Corinthians 16. Now about the collection for the Lord's people. Do what I told the Galatian churches to do. On the first day of every week, each one of you should set aside a sum of money in keeping with your income, saving it up, so that when I come, no collections will have to be made. Then, when I arrive, I will give letters of introduction to the men you approve and send them with your gift to Jerusalem. If it seems advisable for me to go also, they will accompany me. After I go through Macedonia, I will come to you, for I will be going through Macedonia. Perhaps I will stay with you for a while, or even spend the winter, so that you can help me on my journey wherever I go. For I do not want to see you now and make only a passing visit. I hope to spend some time with you if the Lord permits. But I will stay on at Ephesus until Pentecost, because a great door for effective work has opened to me, and there are many who oppose me. When Timothy comes, see to it that he has nothing to fear while he is with you, for he is carrying on the work of the Lord just as I am. No one then should treat him with contempt. Send him on his way in peace so that he may return to me. I am expecting him along with the brothers. Now, about our brother Apollos, I strongly urged him to go to you with the brothers. He was quite unwilling to go now, but he will go when he has the opportunity. Be on your guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. Do everything in love. You know that the household of Stephanas were the first converts in Achaia, and they have devoted themselves to the service of the Lord's people. I urge you, brothers and sisters, to submit to such people and to everyone who joins in the work and labors at it. I was glad when Stephanas, Fortunatus, and Achaicus arrived, because they have supplied what was lacking from you. For they refreshed my spirit and yours also. Such men deserve recognition. The churches in the province of Asia send you greetings. Aquila and Priscilla greet you warmly in the Lord, and so does the church that meets at their house. All the brothers and sisters here send you greetings. Greet one another with a holy kiss. I, Paul, write this greeting in my own hand. If anyone does not love the Lord, let that person be cursed. Come, Lord. The grace of the Lord Jesus be with you. My love to all of you in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Jesus lovingly came to bring God's love to earth. He lovingly served all who acknowledged their need. He lovingly sacrificed his life so that sins might be forgiven. Now he waits for you to return that love in simple gratitude, in loving obedience to him, in loving service to others, in loving fellowship with those who call him Lord.
Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.